Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Demons camp thanks to Prestige Jayco, and we've got their forwards coach Justin Platt joining us on the line from up at the Gabba. Justin, thanks for your time. Firstly, can we get a South Point Garden Supplies ground report off you, just some weather conditions and how the deck's looking at the Gabba?
Yeah, well, it's thanks for having me, firstly, boys. It's a beautiful night up here. Typical Gabba conditions, very dewy. The ball's going to be skidding on and slipping around at different times, no doubt. But it's a terrific night up here. Good night, footy.
We're looking forward to it. 4-point loss last week to the Brisbane Lions. Did you take more positives than negatives out of that clash, Justin?
Look, there's no doubt, mate. There was times where, when we reviewed the game, there was opportunities where we felt that we didn't maximise. But, we're playing a really, really good team that plays a similar brand to what we were. And, mate, we felt that at different times we had our opportunities. But, on the night, they played the better footy, and full credit to them. But out of the game, we know that our brand can stand up to a team that's functioning really well as a team, and they're performing really well. So yeah, there were some positives out of it, but there was also some opportunities we felt that we missed as well.
Tom McDonald back into the side. Can we see a 1-2 combination with him, Sam Wiedemann up forward tonight, part of your forward group?
Yeah, well, look, we brought Tommy in, and we'll actually go with the three talls tonight, which is going to be a different look for us. But Sammy Wiedemann will play a little bit deeper. Lukey Jackson's sort of a bit more mobile. And Tom's got the ability to be able to play a bit deeper. But also, he's got great running ability. So we think that we can use that to our advantage and potentially use him a little bit higher. But, the 2-4's been working pretty well for us for two talls, two young men. But bring Tommy back into the team gives us, a bit more experience. And he's a quality AFL player.
Justin, how do you assess the Power? They've been pretty good. Last week, they weren't so good. What do you watch more of, the good or the bad?
Well, what we do know is that what the numbers are telling us, they're a forward half group. They're a contested team. They're pretty predictable about where they want to kick the footy going forward. And they want to keep the ball in their front half. So, that's going to be our biggest challenge. I think that, the performances so far this year have been really strong from their point of view. So we're expecting a really contested game, but we think that they're a pretty predictable team around the way they want to play, and they've been doing that very well. Obviously, they lowered their colours a bit last week, but we think that the way our style matches up with them, it's going to be a very similar game to what we've seen last week. It could be a lot of roost kicking down the line at different times, and it's going to be both teams are trying to keep it in their front half.
For Prestige, Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Melbourne Fords coach Justin Platt. Here's Tom Lonergan on K-Rock Footy.
Justin, good luck tonight, mate. We spoke, I think, maybe about three, four weeks ago and asked a similar question regarding just your entries. You're getting the ball in there. We know that. That's been a theme from Melbourne. And you're starting to mark the ball inside forward 50, averaging 9 marks per game, but you're only scoring at 35%. What do you need to do to address that?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, Tom. I mean, I think that the last month, I think from the last time that we spoke, I think it might have been the Geelong game at the G. We were getting the ball in there. We were struggling to mark the footy, and we were putting the ball to pretty ordinary spots. What we've been able to do, I think, particularly in the last 2 to 3 weeks, I mean, we've had 14 and 13 marks inside our forward 50 in the last 2 weeks. But you look at last week, we've actually missed goals from, three or four times directly in front. I mean, Pickett missed one from 20 metres out dead in front last week. Harley Bunnell ran into open goal and sprayed one. We had two shots, particularly in the last quarter with Langdon and Harms, where they were in the corridor and having shots from 30 metres out. So we sort of feel like we're getting the ball to better spots, Tom, but we just didn't capitalise last week for sure, and that was, a reflection of that number you're talking about. But certainly, we've got a better balance with our forward group. We think the two talls are working really well, particularly Wiedemann and the young men. But that's been our focus, mate. We just need to be more efficient in front of goals. But we think we're improving that area and we're getting better.
And Charlie Dixon being a key focal point for Port Adelaide. Can you let us know who might get the job on him, Oscar McDonald or Stephen May?
Yeah, look, there's probably we probably think that Mays is going to go to him, mate. You know, we think that's going to be a really good matchup. They're pretty predictable, as I was saying earlier on. They like to. I know Charlie's the number one target in the AFL for going forward of any club, I think, at the moment. So they're predictable. So our aerial support, particularly from all our defenders and particularly our mids, and Gorney's going to play a really big role in that tonight to really get back and try and support those guys as well. So, you know, I mean, that's the one thing I mentioned earlier, that they are really predictable when they go forward, and they've been doing it really well. So we've got to be really good in that area of the game tonight.
Justin, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. It'll be interesting seeing May and Dixon. They're hardly the most mild-mannered customers.
Yeah, we think it's going to be a pretty good matchup. They're pretty good mates as well. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that Maisie's going to be, you know, looking forward to playing on him. So, you know, yeah, we're looking forward to the battle. I think it's really like, you know, this period of football for us. Like, we've had Brisbane and then we've had Port Adelaide, and we think we were close last week, but geez, it's a really critical game for us. There's no doubt about that tonight.
Absolutely. And Domsey touched on the forward entries. Have you made a dramatic change since the Richmond game, I suppose? Just it seems to be statistically slowing up a little bit of your ball movement and being a little bit more deliberate?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I think that, you know, it's always been a bit of an Achilles heel for us where we're not connecting well forward to centre, but we've really trained a lot around just trying to calm our players' minds down around when we do get to that 50 to 70. You know, at times that we're really aggressive and we want to get the ball going quick to get it in, but at times I think that we can, you know, we've been really working on slowing our minds down and really assessing what's happening ahead of the ball and what options are ahead of the ball, and particularly, you know, trying to keep more of those central options available. We felt that our forwards were leading a little bit wide early in the year, putting themselves into pretty ordinary positions, but that's probably the big thing that we've really worked on in the last fortnight, is just calming our minds down, slowing our bodies down, and really assessing what's forward of the ball.
Justin, just a couple of players that are among your emergencies tonight. Adam Tomlinson played in a grand final only 10 months ago. He comes to your club on an extended deal, but finds himself out of the side, not for the first time this year. What's he working on away from the senior 22 to get himself back into it?
Yeah, look, I mean, Tommy's coming to our club, and I mean, his early form was very good. And I suppose the big thing for us at the moment is we were trying to work heavily on about what our right mix was. You know, particularly, we actually haven't got a hell of a lot of injuries. So for Tommy, I think it's more just around the brand that we're playing, you know, particularly around the middle of the ground, around our wings become really important in the way that we want to structure up, particularly around contests. So, you know, Tommy's probably been a little bit of a Tomo's been a real victim of circumstance around. We're just trying to find the right player and different players in that role. And unfortunately, he's been on the outer in the last few weeks. But his attitude and his training and his ability to be able to just keep working on particularly that contested part of the game, particularly air and ground, is probably the main focus for him at the moment. But he's in good spirits and he's working hard and he's going to be ready to go when he's picked.
And the other one's Neville Jetta, who I think has been omitted for the second time this year. Is it a match-up issue that you just couldn't find one for him? Or is there some form concerns there for Neville?
Yeah, to be brutally honest, I think Jets has sort of tapered off a little bit. And particularly, yeah, he's been left out of the team more on form this week. And, you know, we sort of felt that, you know, Tom Sparrow's coming into the team, you know, for his first game tonight. We feel that that's going to be, you know, the middle of the ground is going to be a really critical part of tonight. So we've shuffled our back six around a little bit. Unfortunately, Jets has come out of the team and we've just put a bit more midfield power, you know, blokes that hunt the ball and put a lot more pressure on him that being part of the ground. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's probably two parts. That he's out of form a little bit and particularly we wanted to really beef up that part of the ground.
Well, Justin, we really appreciate your time. We know you have a meeting to go into. We really appreciate you joining us so close to the bounce, about 25 minutes away. Great to catch up with you. Good to talk. You're becoming K-Rock's own. You're making that many appearances with us on K-Rock before the game. We wish you the best of luck tonight.
Appreciate your time, boys. Thank you for the support. We'll catch you later.
Look forward to it. Good luck. Justin Platt joining us. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Visit Victoria this winter, and you can visit the range of new and used Jayco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, pop tops, and motorhomes.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.